Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Divine Goddess Radio. We are your hosts, Marie Langley.
And Beth Jacobson.
And we are very excited that you joined us this morning. We created the show as a venue to discuss the many facets of healing, shifting, and spirituality.
And our show is on 3 days a week. You can listen from Wednesdays from 3 to 3:30, Fridays from 12 to 1, and Sundays from 10 to 11. You can also follow our show on Blog Talk Radio by clicking on the follow button and check out our blog at divinegoddessradio.wordpress.com. And our email address is divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. We'd love to hear your feedback and insight on our show. And this episode is brought to you by Marie Langley Intuitive Realtor, 651-303-0555, and Beth Jacobson, Intuitive Clairvoyant Reader and Energetic Therapist. You can reach me at 651-900-4136. You can also download our shows as a podcast using the iTunes or RSS feed buttons on our Blog Talk Radio page. And we also have a Facebook page that we would love if you went on and liked our Divine Goddess Radio page.
Oh, sorry. We're kind of giggly today. Welcome to our Sunday show.
Yes,
and
welcome.
Our guest today is Susan Underwood. She is our angel lady. And she's going to be talking about, she's got some messages from her angels, and also in relation to the grandmother energy that's been coming in. And then we will take callers the second half. So 347-327-9360. If we get done speaking, we'll pop the callers in sooner. And I know there's some people holding, so we appreciate you holding, and we'll get to you in order. So welcome, Susan.
Welcome.
Hello, ladies. Good morning. How is everybody today?
Very good.
All right.
We're good. We're good.
We're good.
Yeah.
Okay.
How are you doing? How are you doing?
I'm good. Waking up. The angels are always awake first, so I got to catch up, do some catch-up work. But so lately, what's been going on is that I feel a lot of people have been talking about migraines and headaches again, and Scorpio moon I heard speaking of.
Scorpio
and,
new moon, yep.
Yep, and that has to do with things that are hidden, things that you even forgot about in the deepest corners of your mind that you were upset about, or things that happened, or things that you're trying to shove way deep down in your soul. And those things are all coming out and knocking hard. Softer with some people, harder with others, and if you're not ready to look at them, they'll stay there until you are.
That makes so much sense. So much sense.
It does make sense because I woke up with a migraine this morning.
And I had one a couple days ago, and just about everybody else I've spoken to has had one, or a case of the super crabs. Oh, my God. So crabby.
She means super crabby. Mood, people. Mood, not the other crabs.
No. Those don't exist
I'm sorry,
in my world.
I'm sorry. Down that road. How sad.
Those don't exist in my world. Sorry. Not having any of those. So, yeah, because some people have just been super, super crabby, and it has to do with one person in particular that I was speaking to this week was, she said, well, I'm just tired of everybody being mean to me. So because you're having all those repressed emotions coming up, it's like you're already at the tip of your iceberg. So if one more person does something, you're already at the last straw.
Oh.
And everything breaks.
Right, and that, you know, sense. With Mercury retrograde, we're still in it till November 10th. It's all about the re. So, you know, reevaluating, bringing, you know, if you're bringing up emotions, take a look at those. It affects relationships. So,
right.
I know I went through that this week. I was just in 2 days of total irritation. Everything
mm-hmm.
was irritating me. So I had to examine what it was.
Right.
You know?
The angels told me to take those re's and use them. I was using them for regeneration,
mm-hmm.
Recommitting to what your goals are. So get your vision board out and take a look at what that is and what your goals are and recommit yourself and just let it flow. Anytime you feel a case of the snarkies coming on, that's what I call them, you just feel snarky and
mm-hmm.
snappy and oh, my gosh. You have to, like, take a deep breath in and blow love at it. Even if you have to blow a kiss and just say, you know what, I can't deal with you right now, so the only thing I can do is send you love.
and it dissipates and makes it very small and smooth. And then when you're in a space where you can actually look at it, okay, send me one thing at a time. What is it that's so upsetting to me? What part of my body hurts? And ask it, you know, gentle caresses, hot bubble bath with sea salt, clear it out, smoke it out, and just say, you know what, I know that this is of the past and that it's bubbling to the top and I'm going to release you. Another R word, R-E. So release it and set it free and have the angels come down and put a bubble around it and then just bop it up into the universe to get turned back into love again. So get rid of all those aches and pains that are reacquainting themselves to you.
Oh.
It's really a good thing. I know it doesn't feel good, but having all those things bubble to the surface, you're releasing them. Release, release, regenerate, regrowth.
What do you think the legs just hurting and the hips hurting are all about and feet?
Yeah,
what would you say that is?
Where have you walked? Where are all the places you've been? You're re-going over everything you've ever done and every place you've ever walked in your past before. Beth, just in my mind right now, my angels are showing you walking here, there, here, and everywhere, all on your path, right?
Yeah.
And then you get to a door, and it went smack. And you're like, dang, I thought that was it. And you turn around, and you go back, and then you go to the next door. Bang, that wasn't it either. So it's going over, retracing your steps of all the places, and your knees are going wherever it is that you're supposed to go, with sometimes with anger or sometimes with ego, without ego, and getting used to being without the ego. Getting your hips out of joint, like throwing your weight around, you know, and that doesn't ever work to throw your weight around.
Mm-hmm.
So just stand in your space. Qigong would be a really good thing for you to do. I don't know if any of you guys have ever done Qigong.
I have.
But you can work every joint.
Yeah, you can.
I was trying to get like at least one stretch in before we started here today, but because of everything that's been going on this week, I kind of slept in a little bit. Good for me, taking care of ourselves. It's like Qigong can work every joint, and it also moves energy at the same time. And I think there are a bunch of free websites on your computer that you can hook up links to. They're very easy movements that anybody can do. It isn't any putting your heads up, your feet up over the back of your head or anything like that. They're just very gentle, sweeping motions.
They are.
Or you can get like a DVD from the library, I bet, for free. Or go purchase a really nice one, a beginner level, and go from there. So start focusing on things that can help you, to soften you, to be the loving being that we all know that you can be.
I think it's hysterical that you said Qigong, because I did that a long time ago, and then I stopped doing it, and I've been hearing
restart.
So I think that's hysterical.
Restart.
Yeah, and it's interesting that you said, you know, that Beth has been walking her path, trying to walk her path, and then getting the door slammed, because I think there's a lot of us that are in that same...
Yeah. Smack.
Yeah, it's like we're all questioning and wondering, going... All right, we thought we're walking the right path, and then boom, something happens, and you're going, okay, let me turn this way and walk down this way, boom. So a lot of us are going through that.
And the exact reason for that is our paths used to be written.
Mm-hmm.
They aren't anymore. We're rewriting them.
Yep.
So because there's so many more energetic levels that have opened up to us,
mm-hmm.
it's almost like the sky's the limit now, and we don't know what to do.
I know.
So many
but
of
we can't
us...
just keep slamming into doors.
Right.
It's like, you know,
back
you have to,
up.
Yeah, it's like universe.
Do, hey, including me,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's like back up and then retry.
Yeah.
Back up, reassess, retry, regrow, and take care of yourself. Send yourself love. Getting into that thing where you're kicking yourself doesn't help. So remember, back up, take a deep breath, regroup, do some breathing in and out of either some yoga, Pilates, Qigong, anything soothing like that, because you need to get it out of your body.
Mm-hmm.
It's in your mind, and you think it's not suppressing it. There's a difference between suppressing and letting it go. So,
I just had an aha moment.
Yeah, great.
Yep.
So all of those things that you shove in your body cause disease, distress, and illness.
Yep.
By doing the Qigong, the Pilates, or something physical, walking with the earth, that kind of thing outside, releases it into the world and let the angels take care of it.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Marie. What was your uh-huh?
I realized where my migraine came from, because we got a message yesterday from someone in relation to one of our classes, And I went down the path of, okay, that's it, that's it. Oh. And then I was like, no. Suppress it, mm-hmm. instead of getting it all out. I said, no, I shouldn't feel this way. Yes, I should feel this way. And then I thought, no, I can't feel this way, you know, and I suppressed it, and now I know why I woke up with that
headache.
Okay,
so now what is the correct thing to do? This is a great thing to have on the show because so many of us do that. I don't want to be and do the bad thing, so I'm going to not feel it.
No, and I
absolutely
should have felt
not.
It. Felt yes. it and yelled and screamed and get it
feel
out.
Feel it. Get it out. Go. Hey, you guys, I used to make these things called Damn It Dolls, and if I had a sewing machine, I'd make them again.
Damn It Dolls!
Yes, you guys, it's the stuffed animal. It looks like a stuffed animal. It's got a round head and two arms that stick out, and it's only like a foot and a half long, and then it's got a long body on it. One side is a smiley face in case you need a hug, right? The other side, you flip it over, and it has a face that looks like, rawr. So one eye's shut and the mouth is all like a jack-o'-lantern type of thing. And you take that sucker and you beat the snot out of it at whatever you're mad at because you need to get those emotions out of your body. You really need to release and set them free. So, and you're not hurting anyone by doing that. You're not taking a gun and going to shooting somebody. You're having a, you know, taking it out on, you come home upset, so you kick the cat, yell at the kid, tell your wife dinner was horrible, or tell your husband, you know, you fight with him, you get it out so that it isn't displaced anger. And it's okay to feel the anger because that's how you let it go. It's all in how you express it. So do it in a healthy way. Take a pillow and beat the snot out of it. When I was going through therapy with myself because I needed it, I was very upset at someone very close to me. I created a pillow. I took like this nasty old bed pillow, and I wrote in marker all over it, called this thing, this person, all these different names. And I think for a month and a half, I made it sleep under the bed. I jumped on it every day. I put it in the closet. I did all this stuff, and I would have these deep, dark talks with it and say, how dare you have treated me like this and done that, and blah, 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 blah. So every day I did deep, dark thought therapy with this pillow. Until I felt better. And finally, one day I looked at it, and there wasn't anything else I had to say to it, and I just laughed.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, I mean, I'm usually really good about it, but last, I was going so much back and forth, and then I started examining, I'm going the wrong path. Oh, here we go again. I mean, I was doing that all over again last night, and I'm like, okay, stop. Oh. Just stop and let it go, and what will happen will be, but I should have let it fully come out, and I didn't. So that's really important. If you feel it coming out, let it go. Just keep going. Don't
right.
try to suppress it.
And here's
it.
Me, Marie, and I were talking. We were texting each other back on this, and I'm just like reevaluating, going, well, maybe we need to reexamine. And that's me. I'm one who usually holds on to stuff. I just blew it off going, well, I guess we're going to have to really reexamine.
Yeah.
I can't remember. It was re-something, reexamine or reevaluate it. So
I think the angels are telling me that we really need to go step by step. Mm-hmm. So let's. First thing is write down the statement of what you're mad about.
Yes.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So write down, this is what really pissed me off or whatever, got my buttons pushed mm-hmm. or threw me into overwhelm or whatever it was, and then say, how do you really feel about that? No, really, how do you feel? Turn it all the way up to 10, and then do something to release it. Go for a run. Pound your feet on the pavement. Ride your exercise bike.
I
jump on a
trampoline.
I worked out before that happened, too, but I was too tired.
Or do the pillow because, okay, it's a thought first, so it's on your mind. If you do not do something physical to get it out of your physical space, it will be stored in your body to fester and postulate into something horrible like a migraine or a gut ache or disease, and we don't want that. We want to be free and released.
And don't eat your feelings. I
no.
eat my feelings.
Yeah. Yes, so
and
no
then you're
going
just unhappy
to the fridge.
The fight you are.
So no going to the fridge and eating your emotions.
Yes.
So do anything. Think of three things right now and write it down, please, that you can do to save yourself and anybody else that you're around. And then you'll have the system of what to do next time it happens because you know it's going to happen again.
Mm-hmm.
Today or yesterday was not the last day that someone is going to push your buttons.
Mm-hmm.
It's all in how you react, cause and effect.
your reality, your individual personal reality, because everybody's different, is created first by cause of something happening and then how you yourself react to it. And that is what makes your life your reality, and that's how you create it. Okay?
Mm-hmm. I think that's a good time for women and men to get together and have little groups, you know, support groups too, but make sure that you're not just festering on all the negative. You want to make sure, you know, so you have that support.
Yeah.
Because I know a lot of people right now are feeling unsupported. Well, who can I talk to about this? I feel like I'm isolated on my own, and I so get that. I'm surrounded by people. I still feel alone at times.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I know that's something we obviously need to go and really examine and look at. So.
And if you need help learning the system or releasing things, again, that's what us healers are here for.
Yes.
I'm more than happy to help you do that. I can, you know, Reiki, emotional freedom technique, I can teach you how to do that, show you how to do it yourself, write down the system. And if you have to have it written on a piece of paper, if you carry in your wallet or your purse or hang it up on the wall, look at it every day. And just when you're mad, because when we're mad, sometimes we go blind and we can't think straight. I know I get that mad. When you're really an intense and powerful being, as light white as you can be, you can also be that intense in anger, happiness, joy, sadness. So have that on the wall so that you don't even have to think about it. So that just go over, look at it and say, okay, this is what I'm mad about. Susan said to turn it up to 10. Now what? But have your three solutions. And is it a day I can run, or can I put in a Pilates tape, or should I use a dammit doll or a created pillow? You know, have your things ahead of time so that they're at your grasp to do, so that you're prepared on the best way of how to react. And EFT, Emotional Freedom Technique, or tapping, is another thing you can just do in your car. So if somebody cuts you off in traffic or that kind of thing, you can do that right in your car.
Show me.
Of how to
do it. I'm one who needs that. I'm the most impatient person
in the
car.
So what you're going to do is, say somebody just cut you off, you want to do something really quickly.
Yeah.
Just, you're going to make a C shape on the left side with your left hand, and take your fingertips and start at the top of your ear and just go, I no longer choose to be affected by that guy that just pulled out, or by what just happened, by that feeling, whatever it was.
So it's a C around.
So you make a C shape
side,
all the way around, starting at your temple and going up and around and end up at the bottom of your ear on the side of your head. So say whatever you want removed right there. So you say, I no longer choose to be upset about that. I release that, I release it, I release it. Okay? And you can then on the other side, use your right hand and fingertips above your ear, starting at your temple, and say, I choose to send them love. I choose to send them love. And I choose to calm down and breathe in and blow out. So take all of that energy and blow it out the window and say, I choose to be peace and love.
I choose to be peace and love.
Mm-hmm. Okay? And you can yell that in your car, which is, again, releasing it. No one else can hear you. So if somebody drives by and they see you doing it, who cares? Make a face at them. You know? Smile at them.
Blow them a kiss. That's what I do.
Yep. Blow them a kiss. I would not suggest giving them any of the finger motions that we know, unless it's a thumbs up. Because hopefully more and more people are going to be learning about EFT now that Wayne Dyer and all those people are all talking about it. I've known it for a few years, and now it seems like it's just coming out of the woodwork to help everybody. So that's just something quick that you can do, anything you're upset about, okay?
Excellent. That's excellent, because that's just a very simple 2-minute thing that you can do, and it doesn't work. You don't have to buy anything special. It's all with your, you know, touching the points, and that's an easy thing that people can do in their office, in the car, whatever, wherever they are, that, you know, might trigger an upset or they get mad at somebody.
Exactly.
And just to let you know, that isn't the whole system. That's the quick, oh my gosh, I need something right now thing. There are more pressure points involved. It's acupressure for your emotions, and there are several more points that I could show you in session.
It really does work, you guys, because I felt the shifting just in doing this, and I wasn't even purposely doing anything, so I felt it shifting right there.
Right.
When I was doing it.
Right.
So it's like, wow.
Yeah.
Now it's to remember to do it.
Right. That's what even
right
now. But it's
setting the intent. mm-hmm. setting the intent.
And speaking of setting the intent, today is new moon, so write down your intentions.
Again with the vision
board. Write down your manifestations. And,
oh, yeah, yeah.
Yep, get them down on paper. It's a great
but
time to do it.
Also, because it's retrograde, you can make a list of what you want to release.
Yep.
Write down what you want to release on one side.
And with
rip
Scorpio,
it up and
with
burn
Scorpio
it.
With the moon, it'll bring all that hidden stuff up.
Right.
And
things,
get rid of it. Yep.
Things
rid
that you
out.
Thought you were done with.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say that... past incident, something you did. These are the hardest ones. Things, mistakes that you've made in your past that you're beating yourself up for. Do yourself the biggest favor in the whole world and forgive yourself. So bring those things up that you, anything that you think you've ever done to hurt yourself, cause yourself trauma, anyone else in your family, any other person just on the street or along the road, you know, it's like, I'll confess one that I thought of the other day going to Stillwater. I went to turn down the same street that I drive quite often. All of a sudden, this past memory came up, and this is a good time. People walk around in Stillwater all the time. And so I was at a stop, and I went to turn right, and I was so involved in what I was doing and thinking totally just about me, I turned almost into this group of people.
Whoa!
I would never. I mean, I'm the last person that would want to, or hopefully you too, that would ever want to run somebody over with my car, okay? It was just because I was not in present time. I was thinking about 100 million other things instead of driving, which is being out of present time.
Yeah.
So be very careful. So I forgive myself for that, and I know exactly what I did and why I did it, and now every time I come to a stop, I still make sure that I look to the right, I look to the left, anybody coming, and then I turn. Because, you know, there's so many, like, I think there was a little boy, a young 16-year-old last week that hit a 13-year-old on a bike and killed him.
Oh, yes.
He will, you know, if that boy, the thing, I think we should all just think of that boy right now for a minute and send him love so that he can forgive himself. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine the burden that that boy is going to have until he does?
Yeah.
So just for a second right now, can we all just think of that incident, think of all those things, and just send them love to forgive. Mm-hmm. It was not a malicious act. It was just totally an accident that happened.
Mm-hmm.
And if he can forgive himself, his life right now at this point could either be ruined by that one act.
Yes.
Or he could learn and grow and go on to speak
mm-hmm.
on that
mm-hmm.
of forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
So today, if you could do me a favor and work with yourself in your heart, forgive yourself of everything you've ever done. Okay.
Very nice.
That is
okay.
Nice, Susan.
Did you have a message from the grandmothers?
Okay. Well, first, to tell you who the grandmothers are. The last few months, I would say, I know that the feminine energy, it has to do, I'll start at the top, comes between... how the world used to run was matriarchal, which is with the force and the strong masculine. There's good things about masculine, but if it's too much and too turned up a notch, it's like war, fight, it's mine. Everybody's separate. Everybody wants it. Everybody's greedy. Everybody demands what they need and pushes everybody else out of the way. They'll throw you
under
the bus.
Did you say patriarchal or matriarchal?
Patriarchal.
Okay.
That's masculine.
Yep.
Patriarchal.
Yep. Yep.
That's how the world has been run for so long. Well, originally it was matriarchal. And that is the feminine, softer side
mm-hmm.
of
mm-hmm.
bring in that love. You know what? We don't need to blow you up with wars. We don't need to get out a gun and use this and that because we'll talk you to death. Okay? So talk it out. There is such a difference between when you are upset and angry, yelling and screaming and being profane at someone and calling them names that you wish you never would have come out of your mouth, and just sitting down and having a conversation. Say, you know what, I really need to have a discussion. Even in my own life, I kind of have the opposite problem where I come off as too soft and don't want to have the conversation
mm-hmm.
because I refuse to have the fight. When I get mad, I stand there and I don't have any swear words to come.
So you're the passive aggressive.
Yeah, I don't have anything. I stomp off and I go be by myself and I beat myself up for a little bit and then I get over it.
And then I'll, you know, can we have a discussion? So then I'll try it again.
But isn't it interesting when you are that type of person and then you do take command of it and then you turn around and you're very firm and then you're perceived as being a yeller and you're screaming and you're fighting and it's like,
and you didn't even raise
your
voice.
I didn't even raise my voice.
Yep,
yeah,
exactly.
It happened last week to
me. Or somebody that tries to push your boundaries,
mm-hmm.
and learning to say, just no, sorry, I can't today.
Yep.
No, thank you. Mm-hmm. And so the matriarchal thing that's coming through is more softer and serene and sitting down, having, can you imagine if everybody just sat at a table or in a room and just said, you know what, you can't leave until it's figured out. And it has to be reasonable, you know?
I have said that ever since I was a child.
Yes.
I've always said the crime, you need to sit here and just hug everybody going, you know what, you don't need jail time, let's just have a hug.
Right.
And just hug it out, hug it out.
Because really, the things that people are festering out is actually how they feel inside.
Mm-hmm.
It's how they feel inside, and they haven't been taught or given any tools of what the correct way to handle the situation is. When my kids fought when they were little, I made them hug, and my girls still remember that. I have identical twins, and I have a son. And whoever was fighting, I would make hug for like a minute, 2 minutes, 5 minutes, and they hated it. But that was their torture, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And we also used to have dinner once a week where I'd sit there and I'd say, okay, we're going to use fine china, you're going to use napkins, and you're going to say one nice thing about each person around the table, even if it's, hi, I like your shoes. Because it brings us back together.
Yes.
Look, I want you to take a look at everybody you passed today. Look them eye to eye and smile. Find one thing about that person. I want you to see the soul in them. They are you. You are them. We are all one tree. They're a different branch of it. So if we continue to lop off each other's branches, the tree is going to die. You know, it's like taking your own arm and smacking yourself in the face. You know, it just is, it's not going to work anymore. So the grandmothers, our ancestors, they're feminine, they're your loved ones that have passed over that are all feminine and great speakers. Like from the, there's one from the Indian tribe. It's like if it's the United Nations, it's all women, strong women that have been in our world, rebirthing, and getting together and have been giving me messages when I do readings. So they want to teach you, and they want you to know that they're there to hold your back, to do the right thing, and to do it intentionally but positive so that there's a positive result. Instead of fighting and war and killing and stealing, working together. Whenever there's been something that happens in the world, everybody comes together. Look at all the tornadoes and the tsunamis and the whatever. What happens under those circumstances? The feminine energy comes out, everybody gets together, and they help heal each other.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't it be like that every day?
I know, it's only for a brief moment.
Right, and that's what needs to be our common day, everyday happenstance.
Hey, Susan, since you're talking about that we're a tree and we're all mm-hmm. parts of that tree, the branches of the tree,
right.
Do you believe that, you know, when we find somebody that we encounter and we have such a reaction to, which would be, you know, a trigger,
mm-hmm.
Do you believe that that's something they're just bringing to your awareness?
They're
a mirror. That's something that you still need to look at inside of you that you may not necessarily consciously be aware of, but they're that mirror of...
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
When you come across somebody and you look at somebody and you're like, oh, what is it inside of you that they're bringing out? It isn't their problem. It's yours. And they are to bring to the surface whatever it is. Oh, why did I feel that way? Well, I looked at them and what? I thought they would look different. Well, how do you look to them? At one period in time, this lifetime, last lifetime, a million lifetimes ago, somebody must have looked at you and thought the same thing. So you need to bring that out in non-judgment
mm-hmm.
and heal that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's a for instance, and Susan's right here, so I can talk about it. I remember, and Susan and I just had a session a couple weeks ago, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And there was stuff that she was triggering. There was stuff about her that was triggering stuff in me. And then I ended up finding out about it, and she was working on me, and all of a sudden I started bawling, and it had to do with the feminine energy. Because I really carry a lot of masculine energy. I really have to work on my feminine energy all the time. But it took her, or me going over to her place to have this session with her, completely unaware that it was still an issue for me.
Right.
Seriously, and it had to do, and so ever since then, completely looking at you with a different eye now. But it was that feminine piece that I did not recognize that she was triggering within me that I was still denying myself on. So.
And it was, Beth actually came over to get a haircut, not to get a healing. And
it was a haircut.
I kept feeling something trying to come in, and she'd push it away. And so I finally we were talking about something, and we're in my healing room. I actually walked over and stood up right in front of her so it couldn't go anywhere. And I had to really pin her against the wall to get it to come.
Yeah.
And then it finally did. And I just stood there, and I did EFT on her.
Uh-huh.
And then the tears came. And what that is it's a deep, dark emotional healing. And we all have them. Healers, plumbers, housekeepers, moms,
doctors,
children,
nurses, everybody,
dogs, animals.
Yes.
I've done Reiki and emotional freedom on animals, actually.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So all of that.
Wonderful.
I hope that clears a lot of that up.
Yeah, I think I think probably people have been maybe hearing about the grandmother, so it's kind of nice to know what that is. And
right.
It's interesting because I'll be in a place where there's a number of readers or healers, and they'll always say to me, "Who's the grandma with you?" So I know I carry a lot of the grandma energy with me, and I have for the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know my particular grandma is there, but I know there's other grandmas behind me. So.
Yep, you guys, it's like all of our grandmothers have gotten together, and they are bonding together in this big circle.
Yeah.
And I keep being shown that I'm supposed to get like these 12 women together and dance around the fire and the flame, and it's from them.
Mm-hmm.
They've been telling me to do that, that us women need to bond together and release our old and create the new.
Mm-hmm.
So we walk one way around the fire, releasing and chanting and, you know, just being happy,
mm-hmm.
and around the other way, and then put in and think about the things that you do want in the world and the earth. So one way is releasing the old, the other way is creating the new and bringing it here to earth and having it be solid. It first must start as a thought, then again, it needs to be an action, okay? So think about it, release it, think about it, and then what are you going to do about it?
Mm-hmm.
And then walk that walk.
Mm-hmm.
And the grandmothers form a circle all the way around us,
mm-hmm.
and they whisper.
Wouldn't that be really cool that, you know, like in New York City, they have, what is that little, there's that television that people can sit here and stand, is it in Times Square?
Times Square.
Mm-hmm. Wouldn't that be cool if there's a big one and women all over the world were standing with their group of women?
Mm-hmm.
Think how powerful that would be. I mean, you don't have to see each other, but just to see each other, it brings you to a different level,
right.
versus if just energetically at the same time that you put that intention out there. But would that not just be cool? Hey, somebody out there who is an IT person, let's go in. Let's rock.
Yeah, or flash mob. Or we could flash mob it.
Oh, I would love to be
that
in a flash mob.
So
I would love it, wouldn't it?
We could get a bunch of us together and go do it at a mall. Like, mall. That would be hilarious.
That would be fun.
The Mall of America.
Just saying one more thing. They're going, you know what, not to forget guys. Men, we can be totally balanced. It can be balance of masculine and feminine. This is not just all for women, and we're not taking over the world. We're just talking about the energetic. We want everybody to work together.
Yep.
We need to be a balanced masculine and feminine to work together,
mm-hmm.
okay? So just not to misunderstand that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, it looks like there are
We have a lot of callers,
lot
so
of callers.
You ready to take some calls?
Okay, I'll see what I can do.
Well, you're going to want to put this up to your ear now so you can hear them talking.
Hi, who are we speaking with? Where are you calling from?
Good morning, it's Jay calling from Canada.
Well, hello, Jay. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. How about yourself?
Pretty good. Did you have a question for Susan?
Yes, I do. I just wondered what the angels are trying to get. Well, they're trying to get a hold of me and through numbers, which I respond. And I just wonder what they're saying right now because I'm kind of feeling down right now, too, so... Actually depressed,
actually. You're coming down through what? Is there a lot
you're
of stuff going
down.
On? Oh, you're feeling down.
Yeah, feeling depressed.
What I feel that you're going through is that you're releasing. You're releasing a lot of the stuff, and you're kind of kicking yourself for it. Are you doing that?
No, I don't know. I'm not really doing anything right now.
Okay. So then this is how the system goes. If you're releasing or feeling down, the next thing is action, so create. So write a 10 list of things that you want to release and then a 10 list things of that you want to recreate that will get you moving and feeling good. What is one thing that makes you feel good? What is one thing that if you said, if I could do that right now, it puts a big smile on my face?
I don't have anything right now.
You don't have anything right now? Okay, remember a time in your past when you laughed really hard. Who was there? Who was in the room? What were you doing?
No, I don't remember. I'm not in the mood for that.
Oh, you're not in the mood for that. Okay, how about if we open, do you do creative visualizations at all?
A little bit.
A little bit? Okay. Can you sit comfortably where you are and put your feet flat on the ground and your hands just on your lap, but not crossed?
Yeah.
And I want you to open your crown chakra, and I'm going to call in an angel for you to sweep you clean. Is that okay? Do I have permission?
Sure.
Okay. So here comes Gloria. She's a golden, beautiful love joy angel, and I'm having her come down through your head, and she's all the way around you, and she's swirling the energy all the way around, all the way, and breaking it. There's some that's broken. I'm going to call in St. Michael, the archangel, to come down and whisk all of that away, and I want to put a big bubble around you and then clear that. So if you could accept the bubble, do you accept the bubble?
Sure.
Okay. So put the bubble all the way around you, Jay, and then put your hand up next to you and just snap your finger and say clear.
Clear.
Okay. And so now we're going to infuse that with gold sparkles and joy. Can you put your hand over your heart, your right hand over your heart, and say clear?
Clear.
You've got mail.
I do.
And so now put your left hand up in the air and say, God, please send me a new golden heart.
God, please send me a new golden heart.
Pardon me? Okay, great. And now feel it land in your hand. Tell me when you have it.
I do.
Okay, now put it in your chest. And feel that golden heart go all the way through your whole body. Every cell opens. Every cell in your body opens and releases all the darkness and all the sadness and replaces it with this golden heart love energy. Every cell in your body is filled with golden love.
Okay.
Okay. Is there something you've lost or something you're grieving about or we're grieving about?
No, I'm just going through stuff right now, so.
Okay. You feel a little lighter now. Are you feeling a little lighter?
I'm doing okay, but, you know, still have to deal with it, so.
Jay, can I make a suggestion to you, not to interrupt Susan?
Go ahead.
Go outside right now. If you can go outside, step on the earth. That's going to help you with the shifting, because you are shifting. But to go outside, because it's that masculine part of you that's wanting you to stay in this ucky, mucky, yucky stuff. But I'm hearing for you to go outside. Step outside, because what you don't feel is this. The stuff that Susan just brought in for you, I'm seeing it working with you.
Mm-hmm.
But stepping on the earth is going to help you with shifting a little bit quicker right now.
Yeah, you need to go for a walk, and whatever comes up that's been going on, release it and move it to your past.
Yep.
And work on making a list of what you want to create for your future, like a vision board type thing, so you have happy, healthy goals for yourself. And tell yourself, I love me. You know? There's a... Were you listening when we were talking about the emotional freedom technique earlier?
Yes.
You were? Okay, so if you can touch the outside of your, take your right fingertips and on the outside of your left hand, just tap on that and say, even though I'm feeling this way, I deeply appreciate myself. Okay. And do that 3 times. Even though I'm feeling this way, I deeply appreciate myself. Even though I'm feeling this way, I deeply appreciate myself. And now touch the top of your head the very top of your head with your fingertips and say, I deeply appreciate myself. Release the sad. And so now the inner corner of your eye, the right eye, I release the sad, I deeply appreciate myself. And the outside of your eye, I release the sad, I deeply appreciate myself. And then under your eye, I release the sad, I deeply appreciate myself. Under your nose, I release the sad, I deeply appreciate myself. Mm-hmm. Under your lips, on your chin, I release the sad, I deeply appreciate myself. And then on your right clavicle bone, I release the sad, I deeply appreciate myself. Mm-hmm. And then under your right armpit, tapping the side there, I release the sad, I deeply appreciate myself. And then all the way up to the top of your head again, I love me. I love me. And the inside of the eye, I love me. The outside of the eye, I love me. Under the eye on the cheekbone, I love me. Under the nose, I love me. And then below the lips on the chin, I love me. Keep tapping. And then tapping on the right clavicle bone, I love me. And then under the arm on the right side, I love me. Now I want you to take 3 deep breaths in and blow out. Last one, I breathe in love. And I release all the sad. Okay, now I want you to stand up. You still with me?
I'm still with you.
Okay, now can you stand up for me, please?
Sure.
And so now stand up where you are, and I want you to jump. I want you to jump up high and then land really hard. And that brings you back into present time. And I want you to look around your whole room and say thank you. Be grateful. Say thank you for this. Thank you for whatever you see. Thank you for the sun. Thank you for the day. Thank you for me learning about these things. Thank you. List your blessings all the way around. And then, are you close to a window?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. So, best thing is go look outside now and say thank you for this day. I have a new day to start again, and I choose to be happy.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, and now the best thing for you to do is to, I choose to be happy, and go run an errand. Go walk outside in the yard, wherever it is that you feel like going.
Yeah.
And that'll put you, I see the angels bringing you a new path that you can walk down. But just create whichever one you want to be. That leads you happiness and fills your heart. And I see a great big heart around you. And I send you love.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jay.
Thank you,
good
Jay.
Luck.
Good luck.
Thanks much. Bye-bye.
Contact me
Bye-bye.
If you need to.
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thanks.
I send you love. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. I hope Jay takes that all
Let's
in.
Let's all send Jay love.
Yeah.
Everybody
I
send Jay love.
I was sending him healing energy, too, some green energy. So, okay, let's get on to our next caller because we have quite a few people holding. Hi, who are we speaking with? Where are you calling from?
Hello, ladies. This is Pran.
Hello, Pran.
Hello.
You're looking for Susan?
I do, and it's actually... It's actually, yes. How do I put my question? It has to do with love, I suppose. And
okay.
I actually just met a gentleman 2 nights ago. There was a connection, and mm-hmm. then he disappeared. And I'm wondering, am I scaring these guys off because of my vibration? Because there was a connection, I don't understand what happened. His name's Joseph.
Okay. Let's see. I see love. I see hearts all the way around you. So that's good. Can you be a little intense at times? Hello?
When I love, I like to love.
Of course you do. But sometimes it can be a little intense for gentlemen.
Yes,
I mean, yes, you feel like you're just a big ball of love, which is fabulous. We just need to smooth it out a little bit. Just breathe in. Pretend that you are the heart. Do this. Have a great big heart all the way around your body, and you know how a heart beats? I want you to breathe it in and blow it out, just very softly and smoothly, so that you can be a very smooth, soft, and silky. Just be your soft and silky self, and you will attract love from everywhere. It just needs to be fine-tuned a little bit, and that's it, so that it isn't so intense. And you don't want to be that Cupid's arrow, you know what I mean? You don't want to be that, because that does scare them. You want to be the soft and silky you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes total sense. But I know I was there after the one before this, Joseph. I mean, I know I was very aware, like, just go with the flow, like, be easy. Well, I said,
right.
You know, like that.
But you also have to remember that a lot of these poor guys are out there, and there's a lot of women that they meet that are after something, or they're, you know, there's just all different types of people, and sometimes they don't know what to do if they meet someone that is really pure love. So it takes them a minute. So all you have
That's
to do
what
is...
I think. That's probably what happened with... is we both said, I like you, like, you know.
Right. So now I feel guys usually have to do this. They're like a rubber band. They come real close, and then they stretch far away and process. And then they come real close, and then they stretch far away, and they have to process. Just send him, think of him, and just send him love, and if it's meant to be, let it flow in.
Well, I set up my little station here, a little candle with his name on it.
Okay.
He'll find me.
And just send him love, and then just let it go.
Yeah.
And let the rubber band work. If it's meant to be, it'll come back in. Otherwise, just keep breathing your heart and your love and your silky self, and you will attract men. I see many people looking, and they'll feel that energy, and they'll like go, where is that coming from? I want some of that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Okay.
Fantastic. Well, thank you. Thank you for calling in, Fran.
Yep. Thanks, Prem.
You have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Thank
okay,
you.
Bye. Bye-bye. Yep, bye. Okay. Next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Sharon. I'm calling from California. Thank you for taking
Hi,
Sharon.
Hi.
Do you have a question for Susan?
I do. Susan, I have been working a lot with the Violet Flame. And working on understanding transformation and the magic. And I just wondered what kind of information around that you could help me with.
Again, I see there is a beautiful, vibrant purple flame around you, and then it has like a yellow all the way around it, which is joy. So you're bringing in that joy. And then I see a very darker, almost like a green purple around you, and that's healing. So what they're telling me is that the flame is working with you, and it is, again, just what we were talking about earlier, the flame is working on going through layers and layers and layers of release over you so that you can be healed all the way down to your inner core.
Wonderful.
So that's, you're doing the right thing. It just has to go layer by layer by layer. And I see you getting brighter and brighter and brighter. And the flame, do you have the flame starting in your chest, in your heart center?
I visualize it, yes.
Okay. So, yeah, anytime you feel like it's down too low, I want you to put up your right hand.
Okay.
And I'm giving you a volume button, per se.
Okay.
Okay? So if you put it all the way down to the right or to the left, it's down at level one. And that'll turn the flame down to level one. And it goes all the way up to 11.
Oh, okay.
So now you can control it. So I want you to do that for me. I want you to turn it all the way up and see how huge it is?
Yes.
And now find a comfortable spot for you where you want to have it set at.
Okay, I got that.
Okay? I think that's going to help you because you needed some fine-tuning. You're doing a really good job and you're on the right path, and that's just going to incinerate so many things in your life and release it and let it go.
Wonderful.
And then you can have it whatever level you want.
Okay.
You
blew me away.
Okay.
It blew me away when I first realized that tripod flame is only a 16th of an inch.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so that...
Yep.
It's really, really hard, too hard for me to perceive it as that small.
Well, because you're so much bigger than that. You are so much more full of life and bigger, and it was giving you a limit. And remember this, anything in energetic fields, the sky's the limit. There is no limit. You can make this flame go all the way out in every direction, all the way out and help heal the universe. So if you want, you can put the world in front of you, and you can turn your flame all the way up, and then send it. Start it from the center of the earth and then have it heal all the way out surrounding the earth and then all the way out into the galaxy.
Okay.
And then feel it come and land on you. You can do that every day and you'll work on healing yourself, the planet, everyone on it, and the whole galaxy.
Cool.
And it's only going to take a few seconds, and you're really going to reap the benefits from that. You'll feel so good for doing it. It shows how powerful you are and that even one person can make a difference. Okay?
Thank you. Yes.
You're
thank
very
you
welcome.
That.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
For
having
me on.
Yeah, thanks for coming. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. And our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Kulani. Cool. My question was, hi, how are you guys? Sorry.
Hi.
Oh, my God. I was wondering, is there any messages from the angels? I just had a grandma that kind of passed recently, and yesterday there was a big moth in the middle of the night that kept on coming in the house and going around the room. So I was, like, feeling like there's a lot of presence around, a lot of energy around. And I just want to see what you guys have to say.
Perfect. It's the grandmothers. She's together with the grandmothers now. She needs to go through a little bit of her own. Everybody does like a life review afterwards. I sometimes help people with their passing over transition before they go. But she has a little bit of a life review to do, but she sent that to you and her energy with it. She wanted to send you something that you would definitely see, and she was following that around and leading it where to go. And she wanted you to know that she'll never be gone from your life ever completely. There will always be something. And that is her sign. Every time you see something like that or butterflies or that kind of thing, she wants you to know that she's transitioned and she's doing well. Okay?
Okay.
And how do you speak to the other side or to your angels? What are you doing?
I just talk in my head.
Well, that's good. I just want to help you to get a stronger connection. What you're doing, I kind of approached that a little harsh. I'm sorry. What I wanted to find out was I just want to give you an easy way that you know for sure from point A to point B. So if you could find a comfortable spot in your house once a day or whenever you want to contact them and either take out a book or start by making a shape in your mind so that your mind is clear, and then just say to yourself, my intention right now is to speak to my grandmother or my angels. And then ask your question. You can either write it down in a book or speak it out loud, and then think the thought and I say, I am open to receiving with a clear mind, and then see what comes through and just write it down.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you. Yeah,
you're very welcome.
I'll try that.
Okay, good luck.
Thank you for
calling
me. Have
a beautiful day.
You. You too.
Right.
Thank
bye.
You. All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Laura. I'm calling from New Jersey.
Hi, Lauren.
Hello, Lauren.
Hi.
Hi.
Do you have a question for Susan?
Just to see if the angels have any messages that they would like to convey.
The angels want to kiss your whole face. Oh, what a wonderful gift. They said they have nothing but good things to say about you, and I see gold and sparkles, and you have almost like a Tinkerbell-type person that's bringing you a light. So do you need to have a light in your – do you want to have a light in your chest?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so put your hands out in front of you and accept the golden light. So here comes the little Tinkerbell, and she kisses you on the cheek first, and you can feel the flutter of wings. And she drops the golden spark in your hands. You feel it?
I'm trying.
Okay, well, it's there.
Okay.
Okay, so now it's growing. I want you to just take your hands and put them in your chest in between, just right at your solar plexus above in your heart region there.
Oh, you know what? I felt some heat there.
Right. That's the light. That's the golden spark light. Heat is exactly what you're supposed to feel. That changed, and it's gonna change some things around there. And so now I want you to do what I did with the other lady in the flame. Put your hand out to the right, and I'm going to give you a control button. So just pretend it's there in your mind's eye.
Okay.
And so right now it's at like a 2. So I want you to take that button and turn it up a little bit at a time. And now you're at 5. 6, 7, and don't be afraid. It's okay. And then the golden flame, the spark is going to get bigger and pop outside of yourself so that you're just a little light. You're a great big ball of golden light all the way up to 11, and it fills the room. Are you okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
How does that feel?
Feels great.
Yeah. Okay, that was the light that was, I'm sorry.
There's a lot of heat. That was good.
Yes. Yes. That was a light that was taken from you years and years and years ago, and she flew off and got it for you and brought it back. This is your gift, and it's yours to share with yourself and your family and the world. Okay?
Okay.
Now, and you can control that and have it on as high or low as you want, okay? So you can turn it down a little bit and just do whatever feels comfortable. You can use that. You can send it to people. Like if you think you want, it's a joy ball. So you can send it to your friends. It just picture it in your mind and then just kind of send it with your fingertips in their direction, and they'll get a little ball of joy.
Okay, I like that. That's great.
Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. And enjoy having fun.
Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay, we have about a minute left. Can you do we have one more caller, Jean. Can you do a quick one?
I hope so. Let's see.
Okay, last caller.
Hello.
Hi, who are we speaking with? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is LaShondra from Florida. I was calling because I applied for this coaching/supervisor position. They're looking for 5 people, and I'm just wondering, do you see them choosing me as one of the candidates?
You always have a chance. You've got to create it. So I want you to write it down and write down everything. Sorry, we're going to get cut off. I want you to write down every characteristic about yourself and then sell yourself to them. And if it's meant to be, you'll get it. Yeah, but I mean in the etheric, in your mind's eye. Meditate about it. And then send all that information to them in a package of information from your mind to their mind. And then you're just going to have to let the angels decide whether they think that's good enough for you.
Okay.
And if it's not that, it'll be something better.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay?
Thank you.
Right. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much, Susan, for being on air with us. And we send love and light to you all, and we'll see you on Wednesday.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye,
thanks,
everybody.
Bye-bye.